You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and again, I'm your host. Greetings to all the tribes of Israel who are the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, and Nordic peoples, our brothers and sisters around the world. Well, it's good to be back again this week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the videos. Thank you for commenting. Thank you for liking the videos. We appreciate it. The more people that get to hear shows like this, the more people get to hear the truth. And I must tell you that hearing the truth is a major endeavor these days. Yes, many people are so strewn about with lies that they never get to hear the truth. So when you share a video, or you post it on a YouTube, you post it on a, on one of these sites, Twitter for twits. I'm only kidding, but Facebook for Jews. I want to make sure the Jews hear this truth too, because it's very important for them to know that we know and that we're watching them every day. And you can believe that we are watching them every day. The title of this message is Pink Floyd Animals. And it's actually the third part of my series, The Animal Farm. This would actually be part three. The reason I'm calling it Pink Floyd Animals is because I'm going to read some of the lyrics from that album. It's my favorite Pink Floyd album. It was the Jews' least favorite. And that's exactly, I'll show you why. So, I know we're talking about the blacks, but you need not fear. The blacks are trying to do this so that they can enact martial law. They're also doing this because the Jews would love to turn the police force and the government and every other legal entity into a totally black police force at all. So then they could use the blacks to persecute us on a daily basis in everyday life. You see, this all seems like it's something that the Jews are going to get away with. But the good news is, they're not going to get away with it. I'll tell you why. You see, by them trying to get a totally black police force, they would, it would be totally corrupt, like the Jews are, right? You know that it would be totally corrupt, like the Jewish legal system, correct? Only the Jews want those jobs. Those are high-paying jobs. But as far as blacks going into black neighborhoods and getting shot by blacks, the Jews don't care anyway, any more than the blacks do. But it's another way to get our jobs and write us out of the picture. You see, I've been telling you recently that when you don't see the white man as the president of the country, or the white man as a commissioner, or the white man as a corporate CEO, etc., that means he's been written out of the picture. That means that you, dear listener, have been written out of the picture. when you see a black and a blonde on a TV commercial, that means that you've been written out of the picture. You have to realize what this is. I've explained it already, and it's just I was speaking to somebody yesterday about these very things, a friend of mine. You have to realize that a long time ago, they would have token blacks. Now, how many blacks are all over television now? I don't have a television, but I hear about it, okay? Now, whites used to be all over the television, right? Now, aren't we getting to the point where the white man is becoming the token white man? I don't know. You Talmud Vision watchers would know better than I. But that's where it's going. Or so the Jews think. You see, sooner or later, the white cops are going to get damn good and sick of this nonsense. And they're going to say, I've had enough of this political correctness. I've had enough of this nonsense. And you see, the military is the same thing. So they're trying to push Whitey out of every place they can push him out of. And what happens is now they want to have homosexuals and animal lovers, real animal lovers, not just you know, normal animal lovers, but animal lovers, you see. And they want to put transsexuals and put them in charge of troops and things like that. And that's the same thing that's going on in corporate America with the Jews. Now, what is that designed to do? Well, it's designed to go against nature. It's designed to go against Yahweh. And it's designed to go against the white man. Because once the homosexuals and the lesbians, you know, our women, even some of them that aren't lesbians, they're just, they're for any race but ours. You know those women of ours? You know, the ones that are traitors. Remember I told you that Eve was the first traitor? But there's a difference between her and these women today. You see, she was true to Adam after she got tricked a couple of times by the devil. She learned her lesson. And then she was true to him until her death. But these women, I mean, frankly, I must tell you, and it has nothing to do with hatred for women. Every once in a while, and I don't care, doesn't bother me at all. Every once in a while, I'll have one of our women write me. And you see, the women know that are in CI, or the women that are generally our women that are real women, they know I'm not talking to them. They know that we love them very much and we cherish them. I'm talking about these traitors. I'm talking about these women that willingly play along with the Jew for the dollar bills or the debt notes. Actually, they're not dollar bills. It's not money. See, they're not repenting of it and becoming true to the white man and their own race and their own God. That's the difference between them and Eve. She might have been a traitor because she was fooled. She was tricked a couple of times. But then she became savvy. So, sooner or later, the white cops are going to get sick of this nonsense. And sooner or later, the white man is going to get tired of the nonsense. And he's going to refuse to work for the Jew corporations. And then we're going to band together. This is going to push us together. The Jew doesn't realize he doesn't know how to play cards very well. He's very good at stealing money, very good at crime, very good at many evil things, but he's not good at running the world. He's incapable. He's not good at keeping himself clean in any form or fashion. And he's not as smart as he'd like to think he is. I've heard people say that to me many times. When I tell them it's the Jews, they say, I work with Jews. They're not that smart. Well, they are good at playing dumb, too. But they aren't that smart. And it's being proven. Now, I told you about an article written by Dr. Steven Steinlight, a Jew. And he warned the Jews, I got this from Dr. William Pierce. He warned the Jews that this immigration thing was going to disempower Jews. It just so happens that's exactly what's happening. Now, people, understand something about what's going on around you at this point. Don't fear. Be cautious. But don't be living in fear. We've come upon this problem because we're a merciful people. When the Jews showed us pictures of little starving babies in Africa, the white people responded. The black people didn't respond. Understand that now. I'm sure there's a black somewhere that might have given a little money, but I wouldn't hold your breath. Okay? So, what has that done for us? By feeding that continent, we've gone against Yahweh. We've stepped into something that he was already taking care of, this problem. You see, we began to feed the brown and black people. We began to help them to stay well longer. Because we're supposed to be a blessing to all nations. However, this has blown up in our faces. And the Jews knew that this would happen anyway. You see, Yahweh, those starving babies with flies around them, were there because these blacks didn't have any common sense and didn't have any brains in their head and say, listen, we're not eating now. Why would we want to keep having more babies when we can't feed those who are already here? So Yahweh had put in a natural way to call those people. Now, the Jews use your feelings against you, as usual, and got you to participate against Yahweh's will, and got you to participate in feeding the black continent, and intervened in something that we should have never intervened in the first place. Now, all you have to do is use common sense and realize what I'm telling you. Sounds like I'm a real bad guy, huh? I'm a calloused man. Oh, yes. But I'll tell you, I'm telling you something that's real. You keep on intervening. Now, the Jews did it in several ways, you have to realize. They intervened in that way, and then they intervened within our countries with what's known as welfare. Now, welfare was designed, they put it to us, that it was designed. Now, the church used to be responsible for welfare. If a white man had a problem, lost his job, needed some help getting back on his feet, that's where tithes would go, or that's where the church would help somebody to get back up on their feet. And then they would get back to work and everything, then they wouldn't need that help anymore. The Jews put welfare in the guise of that same function. Only it turned into a cradle to grave for the brown and black people. They were going to stay on this and live on this thing from cradle to grave. Now, of course, it did no good for the black people anyway. It certainly did no good for the white people. But it served the Jews' purpose because it helped to make the whites poorer and helped to increase the population of the brown and black people. So the more we feed the brown and black people, like, how do I know that that's true? Because on welfare, the more black children or brown children these people have, the more welfare they get. So what do you think they're going to do? It was designed to destroy. It was the New Deal. But there was nothing wrong with the old deal, but these Jews seem to think we love change and we need new deals. So we've fed these people, these black and brown people, and to the point where they just keep having children. See, it hasn't solved the problem. Listen to what I'm telling you now. You saw the black children there with the poor people, and the flies were flying around them, and they didn't know better than to stop having babies then. Now that you feed them, they haven't got any more educated and learned that we need to stop having the babies now too. No, they just keep having more and more and more. Until the point where when the white man can't pay for these babies anymore, what's going to happen is there's going to be babies and people with flies flying around them again. Do you understand what I'm telling you? In other words, no problem has been solved, but a problem has been created. So the more of your feelings, dear liberal, the more if you feel for these other races and the more you want to feed them and cut their and circumcise them so that their member is more sensitive and can procreate more, the more of them there'll be. And as they're growing, their hatred for us is growing exponentially. So, because you were used for your feelings again, and who is more susceptible to feelings than blacks and our women? We now face an epidemic proportion of brown and black people. Now, this isn't anything to do with hating this people. I'm not hating them. I'm telling you, we've created a problem. We have intervened in Yahweh's business. He put them on that continent. The Jew brought them onto our continents. They intervened in something that Yahweh did not wish to happen in the first place. Then these devil's children, this offspring of the serpent, literal offspring, has worked on your feelings so that they would get you to intervene in Yahweh's business on how he would deal with the population of the world. And you have participated in this and created a big problem for you. And women, every time your feelings get in the way, us men get hurt. Do you understand? So, it is projected now that within 30 to 50 years, one in every four people on the world will be an African. And it's most likely that one in every four will be Asian. But one in four won't be white. Because we've helped the devil's children to achieve goals through our money, through our feelings, and through our ignorance. Now, what you're seeing going on you right now is, as we've all been talking about for a while, Revelation 12, 15, you see the woman Israel is surrounded by the beasts of the field. You see that the beasts of the field have now shown who they are, how they really feel about us, and they've shown just how evil they are. You see, before they hid it, before they pretended with smiles like the Jews do. But now they're not pretending anymore. They're showing you they hate you. They're not afraid to let you know now that they hate your guts vehemently. So, you know, our traitor women out there, you know, the ones that love every race but ours, just keep helping them. Wait till you see what's going to happen to you. Just wait, see. I'm watching it happen every week. I see these women week after week as I report black on white crime, how these women, these white women that go with these beasts of the field, end up getting killed by the beast of the field, and usually they kill their hybrid offspring as well. Have you noticed that or not? Has that come across your mind at all as I report black on white crime? See, it's a sort of a justice. Now, some of these cops that might be being killed, too, might be evil cops. You don't know. This might be a justice. I'm not saying that the black man's right doing what he's doing. I'm just saying that all things are coming to all people, kind of at the same time. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I don't have to be right about that, but it sure seems with black-on-white crime, a hell of a lot of it looks to be like justice. Now, you women have heard me talk about this over and over and over and over and over again. Are you going to keep on going out with the beast of the field? Do you like how they smell? Do you like their... I know that you have such a great thing in common with them. Is they're susceptible to their feelings and you're susceptible to your feelings? See, but that can cause a lot of problems because there's just too many feelings happening all the time. Do you dig? Anyway, I really don't want to keep rebuking the women, because I know they're like the rest of my race. They know everything. They don't need anybody to rebuke them. All they need to do is just keep listening to the devil's children and keep following the wiles of the Jew and their debt notes. That's what our women want to do. But see, you know what I want our women to do? I want our women to come to the realization that they were wrong. And it's okay, we've all been wrong. I want them to turn away from that sin. I want them to realize how they've been used by their feelings. And I want them to repent and turn to Yahweh. And I want them to have lots of children. I'm not talking about ones that have messed around with beasts of the field. I'm talking about our women. We need you to have lots of children. Lots of children. Now, on that theme, though the white man is being written out of the picture, soon the white man won't have a job, and all he'll have time to do is think on, well, what happened to us? Just like the Germans after World War I. What happened? How could we have lost that war? How could some homosexual who doesn't even know the job, or some feminist who is not even half as qualified as me, have the CEO position in the company? How is that possible? And soon, they'll come to the conclusions. I guess maybe they just haven't had the time to think because they've been too busy chasing the debt notes. Because the love of debt notes is the root of all evil. I have to change it now because the dynamic has changed. You see, it's no longer the love of money is the root of all evil, but the love of debt notes, which is not even money, is the root of all evil. However, there are solutions. I want you to remember that cream rises to the top and that, pardon the expression, shite gets flushed down the toilet. The shite might be rising. Maybe the toilet is a little bit plugged up right now and the shite is rising over up to the top. And it's messing everything up and stinking everything up. But soon the white man will unclog the toilet and the shite will get flushed down the toilet. Cream rises to the top. The Jew is making so many mistakes. I told you that the Jew, I coined this term, Jewicide. The Jews are committing Jewicide as we speak. They're running from the UK right now. There's going to come a time in the near future when the Jews are going to be running from every white nation. And there's not going to be a hell of a lot of places to go. But the black has got it even worse. And I'll tell you why. The Jew can be a chameleon and fool people in all kinds of nations to think they're them. The black is easily recognized. The black is becoming the number one hated people on the planet. While they think that they're so full of false pride and ignorance that they don't realize that they're doing themselves in. That's the good news. There won't be a country on the planet that wants them. I heard Eli talking about the fact that even the Africans don't want them. Imagine if the Africans don't want them. And then no other country in the world wants them. Where are they going to go soon? Because nobody's going to tolerate it very much longer. I'll tell you something right now. I get a big kick out of this, too. I want you to listen to this very carefully. A woman who makes me absolutely want to vomit, her name is Oprah. And she said that all these elderly white people are all racist. And the only way to solve this problem is to get rid of the elderly people. Now, that sounds good, right? Sounds like that'll solve the black problem, won't it, of white racism. But there's a problem with that. You see, when I was young, I had some black friends. And as time went on, I began to realize more and more about black people. See, nobody taught me to realize these people are garbage. They taught me they were garbage. I know there's some nice black person out there. I've met a few nice black people. I don't mean it to them specifically. However, shite is shite and snakes are snakes. Just is what it is. You know, even nature uses color to warn you. Did you realize that? Did you realize that the darker it gets in the races, the worse it gets? Except for the Jew, because the Jew covers the spectrum. They're in all races. They are the serpent, the dragon seed line, as Dr. Wesley Swift puts it. They are in every race. There are Chinese Jews. There are Bangladesh Jews. There are white Jews. There are black Jews. There are Japanese Jews. There are African Jews. Because they have to race mix, because their race, they don't have the life blood in their blood and they don't have it in their bone marrow. They have to race mix, or the race would stagger and die. Color means something. You notice how they call black people spooks? Why is that? Because they're scary looking, that's why. I mean, you know, you just have to, I don't know, it just is what it is. You can yell at me all day long, I ain't gonna listen to you. I just call it as I see it. So Oprah thinks that if you just kill all the elderly people, which is exactly what the blacks are doing, and they're killing young people too, though. They're killing their own people too, which I love. And I would encourage that to go on more and more and more. Because I want Black Lives Matter to go to Africa. Because in Africa, in many of the countries in Africa, blacks keep black slaves. So I want Black Lives Matter shouldn't waste their time preaching it to us. We don't care about black lives. We don't care about black lives any more than blacks care about black lives. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Now, maybe you care about it. Maybe you don't understand anything about what the situation, and you're going to follow the serpentine fire. Maybe you're going to follow the Jews' little memes and you're going to hang on. Well, I'm not a racist. I'm not somebody who's against other races. Well, you see, if you got hit in the head with a concrete brick and you couldn't walk again, you might begin to change your tune. So, I'm not telling anybody to hate them, but I'll tell you something right now. I am really tired of them. Very, very sick and tired of them. And I think what they're doing is doing all of us a favor, not by killing us. Well, yeah, they're killing off the people that would race mix. Yeah, they're doing us a favor in that way. No doubt about it. And make sure you kill off those little hybrid children. Why don't you go get Obama? You don't like when white guys go out with black girls, right? Well, look at Obama. You need to get him. He's not your friend. He's using you, just like the Jews. So the Jews are paying these blacks to rise up to try to enact martial law. And they're trying to get all of us out of our jobs. I'm summing it up here before I go on to Pink Floyd. And the woman Israel is surrounded, and the beasts will complete their sin. The beasts are now showing their cards, as I've told you. but they are completing their sin. You see, when Yahweh does judgment, all this will be known. I'm not saying he's even going to waste his time judging those people, but the story, when he tells us what he did to them or what happened to them, we'll all know why. We'll all know that they turned against us. We'll all know that we blessed them, but they cursed us. We'll all know why what happens to them will happen to them. They are just being allowed, just like the Jew beast of the field is allowing, Yahweh is allowing them time to complete their sin. So in other words, what completing your sin does is it completes your judgment at the same time. In other words, it's solidifying what they're doing in stone. They are showing their cards. They are showing that they're not going to repent of it. They are showing that they are against Israel, the woman, and against Yahweh's people, and against Yahweh himself. And they are showing that they are in league with the devil, Hillel, and his literal offspring, the Jews. So there is no question when the time comes, well, you know, I love our people, you know what I mean? Yeah, but what about the black people? Who cares? Who cares about the black people? What about the white people? When the time comes, there'll be no question why. You don't need to ask Yahweh why. We know why. We can see why right now. I am a witness to it. You, dear listener, are a witness to it. I'm not hiding my head in the sand. I'm not pretending that everything's okay. I warn you not to put you in fear. I warn you to caution you. I warn you because I have to do the job that the media will not do. I have to undo what the Jew-run media has done. They've made you think you're safe in your country. They made you think that you could just walk down and get a newspaper at the store and walk out reading it. Or maybe you could go shopping. Or maybe you might want to go down with your daughter at about 11:30 at night and wait outside and have your window open while she goes in and does a little shopping. And you're perfectly safe. Well, that's just not so. And as a matter of fact, that hasn't been so for about 20 years. But you know what's different now? Is now it is intensifying, which tells you that we're coming to the climax of the situation. Yes, it's going to probably even get worse than this. But one thing that's good is they're spilling their own blood too. The beasts hate the beasts, and the beasts hate themselves. And they're going to kill a lot of each other too. So it's a wonderful thing because it's just another way Yahweh has to cull. You see, there's many ways to skin a cat or a dog. Now, how about a little encouragement before I go on with Pink Floyd's lyrics? Number one. Jade Helm, you've been told to fear this. Oh, yes, Jade Helm is coming to get you, patriots. It's coming to get you. It's designed. We're going to take all of you and put you into interim camps. Well, it could be. But it might not be. How do you know that Jade Helm isn't designed to take these blacks and these Jew criminals and these politician criminals and the elite criminals to interim camps. See, this is what I would suggest happens. You see, I suggest that you take the black people, all of them, because they haven't done any work. All they've done is take, and give hell. So the Jews haven't done any work either. All they've done is take, and the elite and the politicians, etc. What they should do is take them into the interim camps and make them work camps just like in Germany in World War II. Because that's all those were work camps. Work will make you free. And what they can do is finally we can set it up so that we're going to be independent again, because the Jew is against independence. Why did they go after the people at Waco? Because they were independent. Why did they go after our farms in Russia, in America, and all our other white countries? Is because that was Yahweh's way of making us independent. There was no middleman between our trading between each other. We had freedom. We had security. We had fresh food, organic food, fresh eggs with chickens that were treated happily. Now we rely on a supermarket, and you can see what good that does when you look at Venezuela. When you rely on the supermarket, and there's nothing in the supermarket, it turns into exactly what the Jew wants it to turn into: chaos and hell. See how Yahweh, how smart Yahweh is? Can you understand just how smart he is? Do you realize that he knew that we needed to be free from these Jews, and he put those things in place for us? And the Jew went after those things. See, because they are internationalists and we are nationalists, we love independence. We love to compete against our brother countries and see who can do the best. And it makes us all better for it. But the Jew wants us to be interdependent. That way there, we couldn't survive on our own. We'd be dependent on somebody else. In the same way, the Jew wants us to be not independent as a farmer on my land or having a job or whatever it might be, or my own business. They're trying to destroy all of our businesses. I had to leave my business because they regulated us and kept trying to regulate us out of business until I got sick of it. So we're being regulated by communism out of our businesses because we are independent that way. The Jew would rather that I be on welfare and be dependent on them, not independent. That's why they hate the Founding Fathers, because the Founding Fathers wrote the Declaration of Independence. The Jews wrote the Declaration of Interdependence. How simple is this? Am I a genius? No. Am I telling you something that makes perfect sense? All you have to know, when you talk about globalism, when you talk about global elite, you're talking about the internationalists. Who are the internationalists? The Jews. They don't have a country of their own. They've never had a country of their own, and they never will have a country of their own. Only the true Israelites have had countries of their own. Us. And some of the beasts of the field. But see, Africa wasn't a bunch of countries by Africans. Now, even the Boers, believe it or not, intervened and disrupted that continent. Even though I love the Boers and South Africa was a wonderful place, They intervened and caused that continent to be fed. So you realize one of the solutions, of course, is to stop feeding brown and black people. But back to Jade Helm. It would be nice if these people would go into the camps. And what we should have is we should be sharing as Americans. I'm talking about real Americans, not there's no such thing as African Americans or Jewish Americans or any of that garbage. That's a bunch of crapola. The real Americans should be participating in getting a check either once a month, once every 6 months, once every 3 months, whatever, with a share of the gross domestic product and a share of what these blacks and Jews and politicians that owe us money that will work in the work camps, they will help to grow the GDP. And the blacks will finally do some work. And the Jews will finally do some work. And the politicians will finally do some work. And the elite will finally do some work. They won't have time to sit around all day thinking on how they can disrupt our lives and our countries. See, I may be just a regular fellow, but I've got enough brains to know exactly what to do about the problem. I know exactly what to do about this problem. And that would be one major solution. You'd be very sure that if I was president, we'd take control of our own money. I would also institute that, what we're talking about, because all those people owe us money. The blacks owe us money. They've stolen our money. And we haven't gotten any return from it. The Jews have stolen our money, and we haven't gotten any return from it. The elite has stolen our goods. They've stolen our everything in our country that's ours, our oil, everything. And we want that money back. And we want them to work for the rest of their lives to pay that back. I know we'll never get it out of them, as much as we're owed, but we'll just stop it right there, and we'll start the farming again in America, and we'll start having independent farmers instead of people like Jewish Monsanto, and we'll have small businesses all over the world, all over the country, all over the white countries, and the UN will no longer exist. I would take that out, and everybody would be able to wear guns on their hip. Of course, we wouldn't really even need to with these people put away. But if you wanted to, you could. And you wouldn't even need to go to work, although I know our people have a great work ethic. And I'll tell you something right now. Within about 4 years, in the same way Hitler did it, the country would begin to heal like you wouldn't believe. And so would all the rest of the countries of Europe. It's just that simple. Because there is no debt. There is no national debt. You know the $1 trillion debt or whatever it is? It's a scam. Because there is no money created to pay the interest of that off. Therefore, that is a bogus contract. It is an unlawful contract, it is an illegal contract, and it is null and void even right as I speak to you, whether you're just acting like it's real. It's not real to me. We don't owe any money. You just think we do. I told you that when Ben Franklin went over, he was the ambassador to England, and he went over there, and they said, why is America becoming so successful so quickly? He said, because we take care of our own currency. We don't have any interest on our currency. And that's when the Jews intervened and put in the Currency Act of 1764. And America went immediately into depression. You see, so that is the solution. Germany knew what the solution was. Hitler was a genius as far as I'm concerned. Work camps. He was making them work to help the domestic, the GDP, the gross domestic product. Now, that's what you should do with Freemasons. That's what you should do with Negroes. That's what you should do with brown people. You give them a chance to leave the country, the Browns. But the Negroes know. And the Jews know. And the elite, like Rockefeller, he goes in the camp. Hillary Clinton goes in the camp. All the politicians, they all go in the camp. And then they can see what it's like to live as a slave. And that lesson alone would teach all kinds of people to never do that to the Adamic race again. Never take advantage of the Adamic race's goodness. Okay, next thing. Daniel's diet. In the book of Daniel, when I read that to you, Daniel said that he would rather eat pulse instead of eating the king's meat. That happens to be a secret to getting rid of diabetes and many, many health problems. Pulse are legumes, beans, peas. Look up legumes. Start eating legumes. You got a problem with diabetes? Put legumes into your diet. That's a gift from Yahweh. And now let's move on to Pink Floyd Animals. Now, this album is my favorite Pink Floyd album. It definitely is the best Pink Floyd album that they ever put out. But it was panned by the Jews, and as I read the lyrics to you, you will soon realize why. They didn't like this at all. And I mean at all. Absolutely, it's in my top 10 of albums of all time. An absolute work of genius. So it starts off with Pigs on the Wing, Part 1. If you didn't care what happened to me, and I didn't care for you, we would zigzag our way through the boredom and pain, occasionally glancing up through the rain, wondering which of the buggers to blame, and watching for pigs on the wing. You see, we haven't cared for each other. See what he's saying? If you didn't care what happened to me, and that's just how us white people are right now, and I didn't care for you, we would zigzag our way through the boredom and pain, occasionally glancing up through the rain, the tears, wondering which of the buggers to blame, and watching for pigs on the wing. Let's go to the next song. See, this goes with along with Animal Farm, okay? Because the other songs, it's called Animals. This was called Pigs on the Wing, Part 1. Then there's Dogs. Then there's Pigs. And then there's Sheep. And then Pigs on the Wing, Part 2. I think you get it, because I've been talking about this for the last 2 weeks. Dogs, pigs, and sheep. Listen to this. This is genius. Dogs. Now, dogs are the blacks, are the criminals, are the darker races, are the scum of the white race. listen how they train you with this. You got to be crazy. You got to have a real need. You got to sleep on your toes when you're on the street. You got to be able to pick out the easy meat with your eyes closed. And then moving in silently, downwind and out of sight, you got to strike when the moment is right without thinking. And after a while, you can work on points for style, like the club tie and the firm handshake. A certain look in the eye and an easy smile. You have to be trusted by the people that you lie to, so that when they turn their backs on you, you'll get a chance to put the knife in. You gotta keep one eye looking over your shoulder. You know it's gonna get harder and harder and harder as you get older. And in the end, you'll pack up and fly down south. Hide your head in the sand. Just another sad old man, all alone and dying of cancer. And when you lose control, you'll reap the harvest you have sown. And as the fear grows, the bad blood slows and turns to stone. And it's too late to lose the weight you used to need to throw around. So have a good drown as you go down all alone, dragged down by the stone. I got to admit that I'm a little bit confused. Sometimes it seems to me as if I'm just being used. Now, these are the dogs. Think about it. Got to stay awake. Got to try to shake off this creeping malaise. If I don't stand my own ground, how can I find my way out of this maze? Deaf, dumb, and blind, you just keep on pretending that everyone's expendable and no one has a real friend. And it seems to you the thing to do would be to isolate the winner. And everything's done under the sun, and you believe at heart everyone's a killer. Who was born in a house full of pain? Who was trained not to spit in the fan? Who was told what to do by the man? Who was broken by trained personnel? Who was fitted with collar and chain? Who was given a pat on the back? Who was breaking away from the pack of dogs? Who was only a stranger at home? Who was ground down in the end? Who was found dead on the phone? Who was dragged down by the stone? Now, these dogs are also people in our race that would work as CIA agents, that would work as FBI agents, used to do filthy, dirty things like this. See, they tell them everyone's a killer, so don't worry if you're killing somebody. It's all right, you're just killing a killer. Deaf, dumb, and blind, you just keep on pretending that everyone's expendable and nobody has a real friend. That's just what the Jew wants us all to believe, that you can't trust anybody. You can't trust any white man. You can't trust anybody in your race. And it seems to you the thing to do would be to isolate the winner. Isn't that what we do in our society? We put the winner on a big pedestal. The only problem with the winners that we put on the pedestals is that they're the ones that the Jews made winners. They're really losers, like the Jews, made to look like winners. The real winners, you don't know their names. You see what I mean? So basically what happens, what he's saying here is you got to be crazy to be a dog. You got to have a real need. You got to sleep on your toes when you're on the street. You got to be able to pick out the easy meat. You know, you got to be able to pick out the easy meat, you know, the one who that you can get something from. And you've got to be able to strike when the moment's right without thinking. You know, the Jews talking about smiling to win, a certain look in the eye and an easy smile. You have to be trusted by the people that you lie to so that when they turn their backs on you, you'll get the chance to put the knife in. But you see, like these people, the dogs always got to keep one eye looking over their shoulder. And as time goes by and they get older, it's getting harder and harder and harder. You see? Eventually, he says here, and when you lose control, you'll reap the harvest you have sown. And as the fear grows, the fear because you've known you lived as a dog, you've lived an evil life, and you've done many bad things, Mr. IRA, IRS, whatever kind of person you are, Mr. CIA, Mr. FBI, Mr. Killer for the Clintons. And when you lose control, you'll reap the harvest you have sown. And as the fear grows, the bad blood slows and turns to stone. And it's too late to lose the weight you used to need to throw around. You know, they needed the extra weight so they could beat on somebody and kill them. So have a good drown as you go down all alone, dragged down by the stone. And the dog thinks to himself, I got to admit, I'm a little bit confused. Sometimes it seems to me as if I'm just being used. Got to stay awake, got to try and shake off this creeping malaise. If I don't stand my own ground, how can I find my way out of this maze? So I'll read this little last section. Who was born in a house full of pain? Who was trained not to spit in the fan? Who was told what to do by the man? Who was broken by trained personnel? Who was fitted with collar and chain? Who was given a pat on the back? Mr. CIA, FBI. Who was breaking away from the pack? But you know you can't break away because if you leave the pack, you'll be dead. Who was only a stranger at home? Who was ground down in the end? Who was found dead on the phone? How many Clinton body bags do you know about? Who was dragged down by the stone? Okay, that's the dogs. They're useful idiots is what they are. But the pigs are also useful idiots. And let's find out about the pigs. Big man, pig man, ha ha, charade you are. You well-heeled big wheel. Ha ha, charade you are. And when your hand is on your heart, you know, like when they pretend they love their country, that's what he means by that. And when your hand is on your heart, you're nearly a good laugh, almost a joker, with your head down in the pig bin, saying, keep on digging, pig stain on your fat chin. What do you hope to find? When you're down in the pig mine, you're nearly a laugh. You're nearly a laugh, but you're really a cry. Bus stop rat bag. Ha ha, charade you are. You effed up old hag. Ha ha, charade you are. You radiate cold shafts of broken glass. Now, I would say that's like Hillary, right? Hillary or these women. Bus stop rat bag. Ha ha, Sherrod, you are. These are politicians. You effed up old hag. Ha ha, Sherrod, you are. You radiate cold shafts of broken glass. You're nearly a good laugh. Almost worth a quick grin. You like the feel of steel. You're hot stuff with a hat pin. And good fun with a handgun. You're nearly a laugh. You're nearly a laugh, but you're really a cry. Hey, you, White House. Ha ha, Sherrod, you are. You house proud town mouse. Ha ha, Sherrod, you are. Jews, rats. You get it? Jews look like rats. They're rat-faced Jew. Hey, you, White House. Ha ha, Sherrod. You know what a charade or a charade is, right? You house proud town mouse. Ha ha, Sherrod, you are. You're trying to keep our feelings off the street with your media, you know? You're nearly a real treat. All tight lips and cold feet. And do you feel abused? The Jews, right? Do you feel abused? They're, you know how they're always victims and so on and so forth, the proud town mouse. You've got to stem the evil tide and keep it all on the inside. Mary, you're nearly a treat. Mary, you're nearly a treat, but you're really a cry. And that's the pigs. Now, the Jews knew damn right well what Pink Floyd was talking about, and they panned this album. No matter how great it was, they said it wasn't good. The very next album they come out with was The Wall, which had parallels to Germany in a sense. So let's go on to the sheep. Now, this is to you, sheep. Because this is our race right now, and I happen to be a shepherd, and I'm banging my stick on the ground, and I'm banging it on the fence, and I'm speaking into your ears. And this is some of the things that we say. Harmlessly passing your time in the grassland away, only dimly aware of a certain unease in the air. You better watch out. There may be dogs about. I've looked over Jordan, and I've seen things are not what they seem. What do you get for pretending the danger's not real? Meek and obedient, you follow the leader down well-trodden corridors into the valley of steel. What a surprise! A look of terminal shock in your eyes. Now things are really what they seem. No, this is no bad dream. Now, he says something interesting here that you may not like. But I want you to think about it. So in other words, the sheep are out in the pasture, harmlessly passing their time in the grassland away, only dimly aware of the certain unease in the air, because they're pretending it's not real. You better watch out, says the shepherd. There may be dogs about. I've looked over Jordan, and I've seen things are not what they seem. But this is what you get for pretending the danger's not real. Meek and obedient, you follow the leader, the Jew, down well-trodden corridors into the valley of steel. What a surprise! A look of terminal shock in your eyes. Now things are really what they seem. No, this is no bad dream. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me down to lie through pastures green. He leadeth me the silent waters by. With bright knives he releaseth my soul. He maketh me to hang on hooks in high places. He converteth me to lamb cutlets. For lo, he hath great power and great hunger. When cometh the day, we lowly ones through quiet reflection and great dedication will master the art of karate, lo, we shall rise up, and then we'll make the bugger's eyes water. Now, I wonder if he's talking about Yahweh there, or I wonder if he knows that the Lord is Baal. It's very interesting, and these people aren't people that probably even believe in Yahweh or God, but he sort of changed the Lord is my shepherd, as you can see, changed the scripture. So it goes on. Because, see, we are sleep. Why he's saying these things, he converteth me to lamb cutlets. He maketh me to hang on hooks in high places. Why he says those things is because we are so stupid that we are sheep sent to the slaughter. And we willingly go because we'd rather travel down those well-trodden paths of meekness and obedience to the leaders called the Jews. Make sure that you stay in line. Like I told you about the Japanese, don't be the nail that is above all of the rest. You'll be the first one likely to be hit. Just stand right in line and everything will be okay. Don't speak out of turn. Don't say anything that we don't want to hear and everything will be okay. See, meek and obedient, you follow the leader down well-trodden corridors into the valley of steel. So it goes on here and it says, bleeding and babbling, I fell on his neck with a scream. Wave upon wave of demented avengers marched cheerfully out of obscurity into the dream. Have you heard the news? The dogs are dead. You better stay home and do as you're told. Get out of the road if you want to grow old. Does that sound like today to you? The dogs, who are the Negroes, are causing trouble in our country. Have you heard the news? The dogs are dead. You better stay home and do as you're told. Get out of the road if you want to grow old. Very interesting. Simple but interesting. And then the album finishes up much the way it starts. Only things have changed this time. You know that I care what happens to you. And I know that you care for me. So I don't feel alone or the weight of the stone. Now that I've found somewhere safe to bury my bone. And any fool knows a dog needs a home, a shelter from pigs on the wing. And that completes that. Now, in the definition of bugger, informally, it's a fellow or lad, any object or thing. Used with vulgarity, it's a homosexual or sodomite. A despicable, contemptible person. This is British slang, especially a man, a bugger. An annoying or troublesome thing or situation. So it's that type of thing. Bugger up, to ruin, spoil, botch. Bugger off, bug off to depart. Okay, back. I wanted to tell you, we'll lighten it up now a little bit because we don't have that much time left here. I wanted to tell you that I was very excited because today I made my first two breads. And they both came out very, very, very well. You'd be surprised that cooking bread is very, something nice about it. But it also is better bread than you can buy in the supermarket. Now, I cooked what's called a gros pain. It's a French, well, I'm a big fan of French cooking and French cooks like Julia Child or Jacques Pepin, as I have mentioned. And I love French cooking. I happen to think that they're the best. I mean, I'm not talking about when they're cooking pigs or snails or something stupid like that, but they cook a lot of good things too. But one of the things they have that's so wonderful are their breads. One of them's called brioche. And it's not, these things aren't that hard to cook. I made my first baguette. And I'm a big fan of baguettes. These are nice, you know, I don't know, 12, 14 inches long usually. And they've got a nice harder crust on the outside. And on the inside, you know, there's, you know, holes. But it's just such a nice bread with some good butter or cheese and wine. And I made it with rosemary, both of the loaves. I just put it in the whole dough. And I believe I'm going to be making my bread from now on. Because there's so many different ways you can make it. You could put garlic and rosemary. You could just make it regular. Or you could make it with the butter in the dough. Or you could put chocolate inside the baguette. Or whatever. You could do, there's so many things you can do. You'd be surprised if you cook things. I'm going to tell you something else I learned from Jacques Pepin. And I'm telling you about this because it's the best thing I've ever cooked in my entire life. And I just was blown away by it. And I just wanted to share it with you to lighten it up a little at the end of the show here. So the solution to the problems of what the blacks are doing and our women are doing to us and the Jews are doing is to cook something white, a comfort food. Now, I'll tell you how to cook this. Get yourself a head of cauliflower. Cut off the leaves on the bottom and separate all the florets. Cut up the core. Put it in boiling water. Cook it for about 20 minutes in boiling water until it's nice and tender. In the meantime, you make what's known as a bechamel. This is a white sauce. And how you make a bechamel is take 3 tablespoons of flour and 3 tablespoons of butter, and you start heating it up in a pan. Usually want to use a whisk for this, but you don't have to. But you should. As that comes together, it becomes what's known as a roux. This is the basis for a white sauce or a velouté. Velouté is you use chicken stock and cream. So with this one, once you have the roux made, you pour in some half and half. You could either use milk, but it's not as good. Half and half is much better. And if you wanted to go all the way, you could use just cream. You pour in about, I don't know, a cup and a quarter of half and half. So you keep that on somewhat low heat and you whisk it and keep whisking it with the roux until it thickens up nicely. Put a little salt and pepper. And then just a wee bit of fresh nutmeg. Once your florets are cooked of the cauliflower, you drain it and you put it into a baking dish, a gratin. And then when it's in there, make sure all the florets are nice and up on the top and looking at you so it'll be pretty. Take a little bit of, Swiss cheese that's, all cut up, like you would do, It's shredded Swiss cheese. Take that, put a little bit of that on the top. Then take your white sauce, your bechamel, and pour it all over the florets. Make sure it gets all over everything. Then just take a little bit more of the cheese, a good amount of it. Swiss cheese is really good, Jarlsberg or something like that. And put it all over the top. Then put it in an oven at about 425. Usually it'll take 30 to 35 minutes. You wait till you see it nice and golden brown on the top. And you take it out of the oven and let it rest, and you will be blown away on just how good that is. I was just amazed. That's all I could tell you. It's so simple, and it's totally delicious. Comfort food for sure. So anyway, back to Daniel's diet is... See, they were healthier. If you remember, Daniel talked about the fact that he didn't want to eat the king's meat, that he didn't want to defile himself. So he made that deal with the guard, and he said, look at our countenance in a certain amount of days and see if we don't look healthier. And they did look the healthiest around. And they would just have water and pulse. Now, pulse could be, like it's legumes, like I said. So it's either beans, peas, lentils, things like that. See, there are simple things to heal your body, like coconut oil. All kinds of certain things you can, turmeric is something that I don't love that spice, but I put it in things from time to time. It actually will color your soup yellow, but it's a cancer killer. But the Bible or the scriptures had the solution right in Daniel chapter 3. So, if you've got a problem with diabetes, why not give it a try? I happen to know that red wine helps blood sugar too, but lots of people will say, well, I don't like red wine or whatever. But anyway, I thought I'd pass that on to you. So don't be fearful. Don't walk around fearing. Be aware of your surroundings as you're out on the streets of America. Be more aware than you ever have been. It may just save your life. We're going to win this thing one way or another. And I'd love that scenario. I would be so pleased if I knew that the elite and that these filthy blacks and these criminals from our own race and the Rockefellers and all them were, and Hillary Clinton and all of them were in these interim camps working to help pay a paycheck to me. I would be elated. I would be delighted. I would be so happy. I'd like to see films of it, of them working. And I'd like them to see the films of us receiving our checks from the gross domestic product that we deserve to share in our country. There's no reason why us true Americans shouldn't be multimillionaires with the riches that are in this country. The problem is they've been stolen. The gold has been stolen. The farms have been ruined. The steel industry has been ruined. Everything's been ruined. Well, we can just turn that right around and fix it right back up again. And we would operate, if I was president, we would operate our farms and fishing industry by Yahweh's principles, by resting the land and resting the sea on the seventh year. It's only pure common sense that if you rest the land and you rest the sea, it's the same as you. Remember that how King Arthur, he was one with the land. When he did well, the land was doing well, and the people did well. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. Yahweh worked for 6 days, and he rested on the seventh. The same thing for the land, the same thing for the sea. That way there, the fish can restock up. If only we would just obey, because it would begin to heal our nation. I encourage you to love and stick with your own race, especially our women. Stop listening to the Jews. Stop hating your own men. Start loving them again. Because if you don't start caring soon, and I don't start caring soon, we will just zigzag away through the boredom and pain, occasionally glancing up through the rain. You understand? Occasionally glancing up through the pain, boredom and pain, through the rain, our tears, wondering what happened. May Yahweh strengthen us. May Yahweh make our men leaders and help us to all start stepping up to the plate. You've been listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and until next time, study to show thyself approved.